We're back with the 21st team on the Brick House team previews. Bob Johnson speaking.
Hey, I'm Matt Baker. And Bob, I know what everyone out there is asking. How can they get in touch with us?
How can they do that, Matt?
Well, if they're on Twitter, they can go to Brick House Pod. You can email us at bob@brickhousepodcast.com, matt@brickhousepodcast.com. Or you can visit us on the internet.
Don't all send all the emails at once now.
Yeah. Brickhousepodcast.com. You can tell us what you like or don't like about these previews. And you can, especially this one, we got the Knicks.
New York Knickerbockers.
Like you said in the preview for the last podcast, some people expect good things, but you can't fool us.
Bob. Yeah, Derrick Rose expects them to be 82-0 this season. We'll get to our predictions and the record prediction.
Sorry. I forgot to say Super Team New York.
Super
Knicks.
Team. Thank you.
Yeah.
We on the Brick House podcast this year have liked to track down some fun recordings. And this year with the Knicks, it's no different. You know, when James Dolan first hired Phil Jackson and agreed to pay him $60 million to
sit on a chair.
Yeah. To run the team. He had to promise Phil that his days of meddling with team transactions and roster moves and decisions were over.
If you sign Phil Jackson, there's only one meddler allowed to meddle.
Right.
And that's Phil Jackson.
No one can contradict Phil.
Right.
But still, James, he likes to feel like he's involved.
Sure.
So he checks in. Phil has regimented their time interacting to 5 minutes Monday morning. Mm-hmm. This is their compromise. James wants to feel involved. Phil doesn't really want to involve him, but they've given him 5 minutes. $60 million gets this man five minutes a week.
Last year on the previews, you talked a lot about Mr. Robot, and I couldn't keep up. But this year, I'm all caught up on Mr. Robot, so allow me a Mr. Robot comparison.
Okay.
White Rose, B.D. Wong.
Chinese leader.
He always sets his alarm or his watch because he only has a certain amount of time he can spend with everyone.
Exactly.
So to me, Phil is like him in this time.
That is a very appropriate comparison.
Thank you. Finally, I get I can't Game of Thrones comparison. I couldn't Mr. Robot. All my comparisons are like John Tucker must die in 27 dresses. Those are all I'm good for, except for right now.
Yeah, I left out a Miami Game of Thrones comparison just for your sake.
Oh, no, you know I love those, so.
I was going to say Dwayne Wade leaving Miami was like Tyrion shooting Tywin while he was taking a dump. You remember that.
All those are words I can confirm.
You remember that episode.
Yeah, of course.
Where were we? Jimmy Dolan can't help himself. He calls Phil every Monday morning. Phil has even got to timing the calls to make sure they don't go overboard. Here is a call from a recent Monday between the two of them.
Good morning, Mr. Dolan. How was your weekend?
Billy, baby! You know Mr. Dolan's my father's name. I implore you, call me Jimmy!
What, did you get into anything fun this weekend?
I had a fabulous time skydiving in the Caribbean, naked with J.R. Smith. Did you know he's a free agent this year?
I did.
Hell of a guy. He says he's got to go to such extremes since he's been living in Cleveland. But who cares about championships if you have to do it in the Midwest? Am I right, Philly baby?
You know those days with Scotty and Michael and Dennis? I'll never trade those for
Here's a wild idea. You, me, Derek Rose, Joe Kim Noah, we get some joints, a telescope, 3 dozen eggs, and we go up in my hot air balloon.
Jeez, Jimmy, I would, but I got a lot of work to do around here.
Philly, I know what you're thinking, and I already thought of that. That's why I got the Brooklyn Nets insignia on the balloon. People will think it's a Prokhorov, that dick.
I got a lot of tape to study. The season is only 5 weeks away.
Okay, you're offended. I crossed the line. What about this? I've got these $100,000 Indian motorcycles. Hogs, okay? How about you and I slip upstate this weekend? I know a great country club in Utica where we can really talk shop.
I would, but I just have some assistant coaches to hire.
All right, well, what if we hit some golf balls in the ocean in my offshore helipad?
It's my back. Doctors said no more golf for me.
All right, well, what if we got some Japanese hookers?
Again, the back.
Well, would you come with me if we watch poor people fight for money?
Like UFC?
Oh, we have our own private league. Interested?
I don't really like the sight of blood.
Well, what about watching an endangered panda fight a Komodo dragon? Bungee jumping into an active volcano? Do you want to drive to my submarine? Would you like to arm wrestle for $10 million? Why don't you be my friend? Come on!
Namaste, Mr. Dolan. Our time is up.
You know, sounds like Jimmy just wants a friend.
We all need friends, Bob. I don't care how hard we seem on the outside, we all need friends.
You can be worth $10 billion, but if you don't have any friends, what's it really worth, Matt?
Sure. If you own Madison Square Garden but can't put a friend in Madison Square Garden.
You know, and I never really doubted that rich people could do anything ever since I saw the movie Eyes Wide Shut.
Sure.
That's when my conspiracy self really started to form.
Yeah.
And I started to think that, especially when it comes to the super rich people, don't take anything for granted. Just assume anything you can imagine, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Moving on.
The
Knicks made a lot of changes, as is their wont. Did you see the Kevin Costner movie Draft Day?
I did, yes.
You know, whenever I think of James Dolan, I think of, what's the guy, Frank Langella,
yeah.
Plays the owner in
in
that movie. And at the very beginning, he's telling Kevin Costner, I just want to make a splash, you know. And Kevin Costner wants to draft a linebacker or something. He's like, that doesn't make a splash,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
That's what James Dolan has got to be telling his president of basketball operations, general manager, every year.
Well, it's like, you know, the owners always want the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament because that's the thing they see the most.
Right.
You know? But with these changes, Bob, I have a question for you. Why rebuild when you can old build? That's the question we have to ask when we're talking about these changes. So they lost Robin Lopez and his cat, Jerry and Grant, Langston Galloway, Aaron Aflalo, Derek Williams, and Jose Calderon. I'm looking at this list of subtractions. Not a terrible group of subtractions. If you're going to lose players, that's not a terrible group. Those players can be filled.
They also lost two coaches, Derek Fisher and Kurt Rambis.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. So they gained a Hornacek,
right.
A non-triangle. The other additions, Derek Rose and Joakim Noah from the Bulls in that trade. Courtney Lee.
I like that pickup.
Courtney Lee, yeah. Courtney Lee is an actual player you can slot into a role. That's what I like about it.
His legs are not made out of paper mache,
right?
Also.
Brandon Jennings for $5 million. I like it.
I like it a lot. I like his sixth man of the year potential.
Yeah. Justin Holiday was part of that trade, that Chicago trade. They added a guy named Mondaugas Kuminskis, who I think is a Harry Potter character.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Mundungus Fletcher, right?
I bet he got called Mundungus.
Yeah, we'll have to check with your wife on that. Marshall Plumlee got a free agent ad, so now all the Plumlees are represented.
In the NBA.
In the NBA. They also bring over Willie Hernan Gomez.
Okay, right.
So, you know, a few episodes back, we had the Bogdanovich rankings.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to bust out the Hernan Gomez rankings, I think.
I think we will. You know, one other player they re-signed, despite not getting a triangle coach, still brought back Sasha Vujacic.
Right.
For another run in New York.
Yeah, they needed to fill a roster spot. So why make an effort when you can just call someone who already... you know, we'll sign instantly.
Yeah, getting rid of Derek Fisher is definitely an upgrade. I like Hornacek. And I think everyone was pretty much blown away when Phil Jackson didn't just give the job to Kurt Rambis another one of his cronies.
That would have been the easiest thing to do.
In 2013, when Carmelo Anthony was a free agent, and everyone thought, like, if he wanted to win, he should have gone to the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson has done him one better and brought the 2013 Chicago Bulls to New York. Let's get into that starting lineup, shall we?
And now, the starting lineup for your
This lineup is NBA 2K13 dream lineup. Mm-hmm. It really is. Granted, we didn't know what a Porzingis was back then.
Right.
But Derrick Rose and Courtney Lee at the guard spots. Carmelo, Olympic hero at the small forward. Kristaps Porzingis, the future, and Joakim Noah.
The distant past.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
I like Kristaps.
Yeah. I will say that this does make the Knicks relevant. Not saying good, but all this stuff.
Like it makes a splash, perhaps?
Ooh. Yeah. But you know what I mean? There's some buzz, at least.
Derrick Rose has definitely been a quote machine for the New York media, so he's doing well there.
And he was not a quote machine for Chicago, by the way.
Yeah.
He kind of kept his mouth shut.
He said a lot of annoying, infuriating things in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, his new shoes are bright orange.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out before he got traded to New York.
Ooh, conspiracy time.
He thought to himself, why are my shoes orange? He said later when he was traded that like maybe it was a sign.
Yeah.
But do you know why Adidas said the shoes were orange, Matt?
Because it's the color of a basketball.
It was based on the Chicago Fire, the Great Chicago Fire.
Oh, I thought you meant the television show. The actual fire. Okay.
Yeah, apparently the shoes are just ablaze with damage to, you know, corporate infrastructure, I guess, is
sure.
The point. I didn't, I don't know.
You zoned out after you heard they were orange. I understand.
I'm going to be really excited to watch this team. Not going to lie. Brandon Jennings, too.
That would be, we should lob some sixth man of the year money on Brandon Jennings.
That's probably not a bad idea. And both in a contract year for the point guards is going to be an interesting drama in New York, too.
Right. The only problem with the sixth man is when Rose gets hurt, does that mean he becomes ineligible?
He would have to come off the bench for, I think, 42 games. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
So let's predict their record.
Record prediction!
Last year they finished 32-50. I have them closer to 500, a 7-game improvement at 39-43, not 82-0.
Bob, you said this year we were going to take some shots on the podcast. I'm going 45-37 for Chicago.
Okay.
I'm taking a shot, not because I'm not necessarily confident in that, but I think maybe this team gets 1 year out of this lineup.
I mean, it's very possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible that they could finish as high as, what do you think that would be, a 4 or 5 seed in the?
That I have that in my rankings as a 1, 2, 3, that's an 8 seed.
8th seed, okay.
But maybe that's a little high. Maybe my rankings are kind of high and I'll morph them, but 45 it is.
So that would put them in the first round playoff matchup, most likely with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That'd be fun.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Warriors, Matt? How could the Knicks...
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco...
Well, the key here is... You know, Phil Jackson loves giving out books, right? Giving out books to his players.
Uh-huh.
Key is that Phil Jackson gives the Warriors some of his Zen books, and it puts them all to sleep. and the Knicks still only win by one. But that's how you gotta put them to sleep.
Okay.
Zen. Yeah. What do you think?
I think Phil's Jedi mind tricks don't work on anyone anymore.
Oh, wow.
I think if they did... Right now, Steve Kerr would be the head coach of the New York Knicks.
Ooh, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
I don't think they're going to beat San Francisco is the point.
Yeah.
Matt, we got a question for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
If you were a member of the New York Knicks, Jimmy Dolan would probably get you into one of his crazy adventurous hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
If you could pick up any new hobby,
yeah,
what would it be?
It may be boring, but it's the truth. What do you want, the boring truth or a made-up?
I can handle the truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's I've always wanted to successfully be able to play the piano. I can play with one hand, and I can read music a bit and stuff.
That's not boring at all.
But yeah. I can't. I would like to be able to play for real with both hands. But yeah, so that'd be an interesting hobby. I don't care about like skateboarding or surfing or.
Who's your favorite pianist?
I've spoken. I'm a big Billy Joel fan.
Billy Joel.
We've spoken about this. He may be a little pop, and he may be a little sugary sweet, but. And I like the classical stuff, but Billy Joel or the Elton John, you know.
Man, we might have to have a Billy Joel segment for next year's previews.
That's true. I do like Groban, but don't play any Bublé around him, Bob. Don't play Bublé.
You'd have a segment that's just about what the owners do in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah, that's a good one. We could have Brendan record a fake Billy Joel.
That's what I'm saying.
Intro.
Maybe Casey will croon on it.
Yahoo.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We got another team preview coming up. We got another 20 team previews coming up, Matt. But on the next one, this is one of the hardest ones to place for me. They could be good, but I think there's a much better chance of them being terrible.
Sure.
So I put them at 500. I'm looking forward to the drama that's bound to come out of this team, though. A team from the Midwest that a bunch of people might also have ranked higher. Not this guy. Ranked high on the list of entertaining teams, nevertheless. Mm-hmm. Find out who it is on the next episode of Brick House.